Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday, May 27th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, Intuit makes a purchase and Sony plans on selling video game consoles in China. Details on those stories and more coming up.
Leaving the country on business takes a lot of planning. Bringing your data plan doesn't. With T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan, you'll get unlimited data in over 100 countries automatically. There's no changing plans and no extra charges. Just get off the plane and go. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
Intuit is buying a privately held bill payment service called Check. Intuit makes TurboTax. Check makes a smartphone app that people can use to track and pay their bills and monitor their accounts. The deal's valued at $360 million. Streaming music provider Spotify says the company has become aware of unauthorized access to company systems and internal data, and found one person's data was accessed in the breach. In a statement on the company's blog, Spotify's chief technical officer said the affected user's financial information, payment details, or password weren't accessed. The statement said, quote, "Based on our findings, we are not aware of any increased risk to users as a result of this incident," end quote. The FTC says Congress should require data brokers to be more transparent about how they collect and use information about consumers and give consumers more control over their personal information. The FTC cited a fundamental lack of transparency among companies that collect and share large amounts of consumer data. Sony plans to form joint ventures in China to re-enter the country's market for game consoles. Sony's bid to enter China follows the lifting of a decade-long ban on video game console sales there. Last month, Microsoft said it would start selling its Xbox One device in the country, which experts see as a promising but challenging market. Coming up, we'll look at how tech stocks fared to start the week.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Another good day on Wall Street. The Nasdaq up 51 points, more than 1% at 42.37. The Dow added 69 at 16,675. The S&P up 11 at an all-time closing high of 19.11. Intuit shares up 55 cents today, closing at 80.14. TIBCO Software up more than 6%. Following reports out of Germany that SAP may be looking at acquiring the business intelligence software company. Shares of Google today up 2.5%. Apple up almost 2%. Facebook up 3.5%. Palo Alto Networks also higher. Shares were up almost 4%. A Nomura analyst raised his rating on the stock to buy from neutral. Again, the Nasdaq up 51. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.